Trend number 7 is education. There is absolutely a revolution going on in education. And this is, in a funny kind of way, very much like when I said there's a tsunami sort of coming back, a slapback from the emerging markets on financial spreads and payment systems. We're going to see the same slapback in education. And when it's coming, it's going to be a tsunami. Here's the reality. I put up a chart of college tuition and fees versus other prices. And the reality is education in the United States and in some parts of the developed world is one of the most outrageous monopoly and regulatory schemes that mankind has ever created. People are spending a fortune in time. I mean, forget the money. Kids are spending a fortune in their time sitting in classrooms and getting disinformation and curriculum that doesn't help them be successful in the world given the way it's going. And no one can afford to spend this much time and money, you know, having their desire to learn killed and not learning what they need to be successful in this world. It's just not possible. If you take a look at the numbers and the charts up on the blog, it's absolutely amazing. And then when you add to it that students are being asked to take on loans, and not just any kind of loans, but loans that cannot be extinguished in a bankruptcy, and they're being asked to do it when in fact they're being encouraged to study things for which, you know, there are no jobs that are going to be available. This is politically engineered entrapment. And I just had to put up the article I wrote on my former partner, William Diefenderfer, who I believe is absolutely guilty of financial genocide in connection with helping to engineer this political engineered entrapment. But anyway, the link is there. Here's the reality. We are building a global internet, and we are seeing websites go up that provide fantastic access for free to education. We have a variety of the big brand universities in the United States putting up their curriculum for free online. That means teachers all around the world can get access to that and use it to teach whatever they want, whenever they want. It's what Stuart Brand said, information wants to be free. And if you look at the quality of the materials that are now available and available at a relative cost advantage, what it means is that the opportunities for revolution in education have never been stronger. Now, I showed one chart that shows you in September 2014, so just last month, the number two category in terms of popularity, the Apple App Store for downloads, is education. Games is number one, but education is number two, bigger than business. That's amazing. So, you know, in Apple, if you look at what they're trying to do in education, the opportunities are for them are quite amazing. I pointed out, I put up the stock chart of two Chinese education companies that are publicly traded and how they did versus the S&P. They're going gangbusters. And I also put some of the articles about Western universities and who put their curriculum up and a little bit about some of their experience. Now, here's the profound question. If you're the G20, if your kid's in a remote village and you can get for free all the education at a place like Khan University online, you can get the curriculum at Harvard and Stanford or Wharton online, and you can proceed to use that curriculum to spend your time and your resources as efficiently as possible to get whatever it is you need to be competitive in this world, that means you can go right around the monopoly. And whereas your counterparts in America are spending 10 and 20,000 hours in their lifetime being dumbed down with curriculum like Common Core, you and the emerging markets don't have to waste your time on that. So we have a real situation where the kids in a poor village can be in a much better educational circumstance and get a much better education than kids in the wealthiest neighborhoods in America. That's not good. And one of the things you have to know about mothers is they're not going to tolerate their kids being put at that kind of disadvantage. If you look at the statistics on homeschooling, we've gone from a couple hundred thousand in 1988 to over 2 million just in 2010. And my guess is, I haven't seen the numbers after that, is it's skyrocketing. Because parents are not going to put up with this. They want their kids to be successful. And we're seeing this. I addressed this in my commentary on called Cotton Candy Land. You know, parents do not want their children to be naive if they're going to go out in the market and compete against the kids of oligarchs from the Ukraine and mobsters from the Chinese triads and the Japanese Yakuza. Those kids are going to know how the world works. So parents in the United States do not want their kids to be dumbed down, waste enormous amounts of time in Common Core curriculum and come out naive and get mowed down by kids from around the world. The last chart I put up was an example estimate of how many college graduates are currently in or is expected in 2020. And what you're going to see is you're going to have three times as many college graduates in China as you are in the United States. You're going to have more college graduates in India than the United States. So the competition is on, and the reality is, I really encourage you to take a look at some of the charts and graphs in the education section. And whoever you are, whatever you're doing, you need to rethink education for you and the people you love, because if you look at what is accessible globally, if we're going to stay competitive, we're going to have to rethink about education. We're going to find ways of blowing by the monopolies or reinventing the monopolies in our life. We can't afford to spend 20 and 30 20 or 30,000 hours digesting irrelevant disinformation. It's not going to work.